from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Canada Day 2022 will not go uncelebrated in Timmins. The Timmins Community Park Association, in collaboration with Tourism Timmins, has an afternoon of activities at Hollinger Park. TCPA President Mark Rogers says a DJ will be playing music, while a foam party, bumper balls, and other fun activities are on. The association will also be grilling hot dogs.
Tourism Timmins then teams up to do the fireworks off of Porcupine Lake.
Those fireworks are set to start at 10 o'clock that night. Paramedics would rather a young cyclist wears a helmet than have to take them to the hospital with a brain injury. So all this summer, medics in Timmins will be looking for cyclists with helmets and stopping them to ensure they're being worn properly. Of course, Commander Derek Kremen says paramedics act on their Brain Save campaign only when they don't have a patient in the ambulance.
When they're not called to service, they are allowed to go mobile throughout the communities, and if they do see anyone who's wearing a helmet, they can stop them, verify that the helmet is adequately worn.
The helmet wearer gets an ice cream cone at McDonald's and a chance at a brand new bike from Canadian Tire. The World Health Organization is working with experts to find another name for monkeypox. The agency says it wants a less stigmatizing and non-discriminatory name for the virus and the disease it causes. As well, the organization says to refer to the virus as African is inaccurate and discriminatory. The WHO is also planning an emergency meeting next week to determine whether the monkeypox outbreak is a public health emergency of international concern. That's the highest alert level the WHO can implement. Canadian high school students will be trained on how to administer naloxone if someone is overdosing on opioids. The program will be offered by the Advanced Coronary Treatment Foundation and will be added to its course on CPR and defibrillators. It will be offered for free in high schools across the country, with the first programs beginning in Ontario, Alberta, British Columbia, and Quebec, before expanding to other provinces. On top of the naloxone training, students will also learn how to identify when to call 911 and perform CPR. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.